ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
President, Mr. Vice President, my fellow citizens, I present for our invocation today Dr. E. V. Hill. Dr. Hill.
Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank thee for the privilege of prayer. With this privilege, we offer to you thanks for life, and for abundant material and spiritual blessings. We thank thee for the indications of peace. We thank you for the various and varied people of our nation, their unique contributions and heritage. We pray that all of us will more and more learn to live together, sharing with one another. We thank thee for our nation, its leadership, and for the process by which our leadership is chosen. Along with our thanks, our Father, we acknowledge and confess our sins against you and against one another. Help us to become more sensitive to that which offends thee and hurts us. Father, our dependence upon thee is evident. Though we have sought peace, we have wars. Though we have plenty, there is hunger. And though we are children of one Father, we have seen hatred, malice, envy, and strife. Thus we plead for your spiritual healing of the land. Fill us with thy Holy Spirit, that we may witness a great spiritual awakening. Our prayers today, Father, are especially for our nation's president, President Richard Nixon, and his family. Protect and bless them, we pray. Reveal by your Spirit in his mind your will for this hour. Give to him vision to see and discern, ears to hear, a heart to feel, and courage to take a stand. As we join him today in victory and joy, may we as a people also commit ourselves to join him in the more difficult days of the future, that as president, he will not stand alone. I pray for Vice President Agnew and all of the people of the branches of government. We pray for godly peace among our leaders and a godly fear on their parts as they remember the certainty of their accountability to you and to their fellow men. Grant, O God, that we see this year the commencement of a generation of peace among all of the peoples of the world. Grant these blessings, our Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We will now be favored with the inaugural fanfare, expressly written and presented by the outstanding Marine Corps Band under the direction of Lieutenant Colonel Dale Harpham. Colonel? Eleanor Siegel will now lead us in prayer. Rabbi?
O Lord, creator of all beginnings, we thank you for the opportunity of starting anew. Today, those we have chosen to lead our country, President Richard Nixon and Vice President Spiro Agnew, pledge again their commitment to serve you and this great and blessed nation. Grant them the wisdom to understand their true task, the courage to pursue it, and the health and vigor to persist in it. O Lord, source of all peace, we ask you with all our hearts that we be granted peace, for which we all yearn. Bless us and our leaders with harmony, vision, and strength of purpose, so that we may better fulfill our responsibilities to you and to our fellow man. Bring us nearer to you, and thus closer to each other. For next to being your children, our greatest privilege is that we are brothers of each other. On this historic occasion, we praise you in ancient words of blessing. Baruch atah, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, asher chalak mikvodo libasar vadam, who shares a portion of his glory with mortal man. Amen.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, fellow Americans, I present now the distinguished Chief Justice of the United States, the Honorable Warren Burger, who will administer the oath of office to the Vice President.
President, would you please, with your left hand on the Bible and your right hand raised, repeat after me. I, Spiro Theodore Agnew, solemnly swear.
I, Spiro Theodore Agnew, solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Now have a prayer by His Eminence, Jacobus.
O Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator and the Redeemer and the Comforter of all, who art present everywhere and fillest all things, bless, we beseech Thee, our President and Vice President, who in apparent recognition of the awesome responsibilities of their offices stand reverently before Thee, anticipating the fullness of Thy grace and of Thy wisdom. Immerse their minds in the radiant spirit of Thy truth, their hearts in the tenderness of Thy love, their conscience in the purity of Thy sanctity, their will in the light of Thy commandments, their whole being in the bounties of Thy infinite mercies, and vest them with the splendor of thy omnipotence, so that they may overcome the wiles of the adversary and fearlessly and victoriously respond to the prayerful expectations of our people and of the peoples throughout the world. For we wrestle, our Lord, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against wickedness in high places, conspiring and aiming at the destruction of the image, the conscience, and the soul of man, for whom thou hast shed thy blood upon the cross. Illumine, Almighty One, our President, Richard Nixon, to clearly perceive reality, even though it is blurred by both confusion and disfigurement of truth. Give him the vision to discern thy presence and suffering, where anguish and pain take their heaviest toll, and gird him with the ability to ever renew his commitment to thee and to the exploited and suffering ones. For thou hast commanded us to be ever alert and duty-bound and concerned in our fellow men's painful quest for justice and freedom and dignity and peace. And to thee, our only master and servant of men, do we ascribe glory and adoration now and unto ages of ages. Amen.
It will be our pleasure now to hear a presentation of America the Beautiful by the Combined Services Academy Chorus.
America!
Self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty, do
highly resolve that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth.
Amen.
Come see to shining sea.
now, fellow Americans, the Honorable Chief Justice will administer the oath of office to the President of the United States of America.
Place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand, and please repeat after me. I, Richard Nixon, do solemnly swear.
I, Richard Nixon, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve and protect and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.